ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் ததோஜயம் உதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயாம் பகவதீம் உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திம் பவதீர் நைஷ்டிஹி. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் காண்டோ 10 சாப்டர் 9 மதர் யசோதா பைன்ஸ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டெக்ஸ்ட் 4 காண்டோ 10 சாப்டர் 9 டெக்ஸ்ட் 4 தாஸ்தன்ய காம ஆசாத்ய தாஸ்தன்ய காம ஆசாத்ய மத்னந்தீம் ஜனதீம் ஹரி மத்னந்தீம் ஜனந்தீம் ஹரி கிரகித்வா ததி மந்தானம் கிரகித்வா ததி மந்தானம் யஷதீத் ப்ரீதிம் ஆவகன் யஷதீத் ப்ரீதிம் ஆவகன் தாம் அண்ட் மதர் யசோதா ஸ்தன்யகாம கிருஷ்ணா ஹூ வாஸ் டிசைரிங் டு ட்ரிங்க் ஹர் பிரஸ்ட் மில்க் ஆசாத்திய அப்பியரிங் பிஃபோர் ஹர் மத்னந்தினி வைல் ஷி வாஸ் சர்னிங் பட்டர் ஜனனி டு த மதர் ஹரி கிருஷ்ணா கிரகித்வா கேச்சிங் ததி மந்தானம் த சர்னிங் ராட் நேஷேதத் ஃபார்பேட் ப்ரீதிம் ஆவகன் கிரியேட்டிங் ஏ சிட்டுவேஷன் of love and affection. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada ki jai. While Mother Yashoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her. And in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. Purport. Krishna was sleeping within the room, and as soon as he got up, he became hungry and went to his mother. Wanting to stop her from churning and drink the milk of her breast, he stopped her from moving the churning rod. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Saya Bule Simadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatta Deshadarini Sri Krishna Jaidanya Prabhu Nityananda ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதரா ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்தா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. Hare Krishna. Please repeat the translation. While Mother Yashoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her. And in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and prevent her from churning. Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all Vaishnavas and assembled devotees so that I can give this lecture without deviation from the parampara. Hare Krishna. This Bhagavatam 10th canto fully talking about Lord Krishna's pastime. In particular, the chapter is about Damodar Leela. And many of us have heard about all this Leela. Bhagavatam sometime, according to our level of perception or understanding, Bhagavatam is getting revealed. And it was much embarrassing sometime to give class on Bhagavatam some particular aspect, because our contaminated state. Initially it was a big problem in 10th canto, something to be taken, or even 9th canto somewhere, and all those things Bhagavatam talks about all the things very openly. But where is the mistake, or where, why we got into trouble of our mind and disturbance? Then it is created from our inside. That is why sometime when we listen Bhagavatam, you need to be in a very perfect stage and talk and hear both. Sravanam Kirtanam. Here Lord is trying to, small child is trying to milk up the mother. Yashoda has got up and she went for churning the butter and try to take the butter. And Krishna, even though you are sleeping, Yashoda was acting like a yogi. That's what Vishwanatha Chakra Thakura tells. So, Akha Yogi. Yashoda, even though she is an ordinary village girl, looks like she was better than any yogi. Because the yogi is trying to keep the Lord in his mind and action everything. Words. Mind, words, and deeds, whatever you are doing, all three, the yogi is struggling hard to keep Lord in his activities. Now, for example, you are chanting, we try to keep the Lord in our mind and in the words. We try to keep our best to keep the Lord in during chanting or doing some devotional service during worship or something, deity worship, or making garlands, or tying dress, or cleaning the temple. Every activity we are trying to keep the Lord in mind and words and action. But Yashoda, very simple way she achieved that, 100% achieved. We are trying, but we are not achieving fully. But she was fully churning the things only for the sake of Krishna. She tries to take the best milk of Padmakanta. Cows, 8 cows, among the 9 lakh cows, these are very special. From that milk, she tried to get the butter for Krishna. All her job is for Krishna, what else she was doing morning. And also her eyes was looking whether Krishna has waken up, continuously looking. Like our eyes are not so much concentrated on Krishna, even we stand before Krishna, but her eyes was fully, even he was lying, sleeping, but I got up, continuous looking. And also, in village style, Vrindavan, they used to make songs, lot of songs. That songs he was singing, not according to grammar or something. It's like a simple song. She was murmuring the song continuously. Her words are of Krishna, action for Krishna. Mind is always, when he's, that's why mind action comes in the action. How when he is getting up. Therefore, all three fully occupied. That rishis are calling, she is a Mahayogi. And in such a way, she was engaging in the service of the Krishna. Now Krishna got up. And on seeing mother not there and seeing distance, she is churning the butter. He tried to go to her. In the name of trying to drink the milk. And also to increase her transcendental affection, he was trying to hold the churning rod. Stop it. Give me my milk. That is increasing the thing. The whole Leela is starting for Thaumadhar Leela. In Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in Saratha Darshini, he has explained very nicely this particular Leela. Lord is known for all opulences, many of the opulences. And here Vishwanatha Thakura points out, Lord refuses 8 of his best qualities of the Bhagavan, of the Supreme Lord. And he lists out 8 qualities in this Leela, how he rejected those qualities. In particular, in this sloka, he is using this word Tanya Kama. Means to try to drink the milk of mother. It's a very common activity, every child does. What is special about it? Vishwanatha Thakura quotes here, for this word he is quoting and telling, Lord is Apta, fully is Atma Arama. He is fully self-satisfied. But here, Lord is expecting something from outside for his satisfaction. He is trying to drink the milk from his mother from outside, even though he is Atma Arama. He doesn't need anything. Self-satisfied. Still, he rejected the quality, is self-satisfied, Atma Arama. By going to mother and trying to drink the milk, he rejected this quality. First quote, he's quoting. This is where the sloka starts. One by one, he explains. And like Maharaj was telling, when you are contemplating, this type of contemplation, acharyas have gone many. That is why the Bhagavatam gives more pressure to devotees. And like Maharaj was telling yesterday, when she was churning that flowers were falling, we are not qualified to be sit on the top, they are falling down on her leg. Such a wonderful devotee, how can we sit on her head? You have to fall down. I remember in the very beginning, I was about to do abhishek. Then I was trying to put on his head. First abhishek for Lord Devata. Then my guru, he told me, "Hey Aparati, start from leg." He called me, "Hey Aparati, start from leg for lotus feet. You cannot start from top." And some more sannyasi, in the initial days in the decoration, the picture or something, that very beginning when we worship, we came to the small center and I was trying to keep the flowers at the top. It's easy to keep the top, the flowers, the photo behind that. Will you accept somebody keeps a flower on your head or down? Which one you will accept or senior? Start from feet. That is why the Lord is here, is accepting, even though he is fully satisfied, Atma Arama, he rejected the quality and accepted as a simple role, he is not satisfied. This Vishwanatha Thakura points out, first rejection of his Bhagavan quality. Also, Samara told, Vishwanatha Thakura later he explains, the flower, another things, when Yashodamai was running to catch Krishna, that time also the flowers are falling from her things. That time, Vishwanatha Thakura explains, that the flowers are fearful, it seems. Oh, she is going to catch Krishna and going to beat. I won't see the scene. It's not possible for me. Therefore, now I will escape. The flowers are falling, you see. Every small pastimes are explained by acharyas very nicely. And also, in the pastime, the milk boils and overflow. Because of that, Mother Yashoda put Krishna down and had to go there. And for that, why the milk boils? Vishwanatha Thakura explains. Because in Vrindavan, every living entity is spiritual. We cannot consider anything ordinary. Everything is spiritual. Therefore, milk also spiritual. That a milk which other Yashoda struggled hard from Patpakanda, it pasu house and boiled the milk, and that milk was thinking, it seems, oh, this Krishna is drinking so much of mother's milk. He will not honor me. He will not take me. She got worried. The milk got worried, it seems. Out of that, the milk wanted to suicide, it seems. That's why she was overflowing. It was overflowing to suicide. Oh, Krishna is not going to drink me. He is drinking sufficiently all mother's milk. Now what is the use? What is the use of my life? I am not going to be useful for Krishna. Let me die. She was overflowing. And Maharaj was telling, I remember contemplation, how acharyas are doing so much about the pastimes explaining. Otherwise we go through one word, we don't get anything. When we go through the line of acharyas, we get so much. And how they are contemplating the action. These are simple things, drinking milk a child. We don't bother. Any child drinks milk. It's a very common activity. Why? What is the special? First he is starting with Atma Arama, I self satisfied, but no. Then he is telling Apta Kama. Second quality of Lord is Apta Kama. Means this all is Kama, all desires are fulfilled. He doesn't have any leftover desire. But again in this Leela, he rejected that quality of Bhagavan also, Apta Kama. How? Because when Mother Yashoda dropped him, Krishna got angry because I am not satisfied. Why did she leave me and bend? She got angry. That is why he is not satisfied. His desires are not fulfilled. How can it be? He rejected that quality. Yes, I am always fulfilled. He rejected things. He was so satisfied with the one grain which Draupadi part from that she gave, and all 50,000 Durvasas, Sishyas were satisfied. But here he is not satisfied with so much milk. He got angry. And he is not leaving. Next he is telling, he got angry. He is third quality. He is transcendental to three guna. But he got angry. How? Anger is not subject to Triguna. He got so angry. He's pointing out third guna. He's listing out. Third guna is got anger. Anger is Rajaguna or Tamaguna, we can categorize. But how can he get anger? Lord, again, he is in Suddha Sadhva, he transcended all the three gunas. Again, that quality rejected. And all this, that again, he is telling Lakshmi Badi. He is Lakshmi Badi. That quality also is rejects. Fourth one he is telling. Because Lord is Lakshmi Sahasra Sadasambrama Sevyamana. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving Lord. But here he rejected the quality. How? He was going and stealing butter. Stealing butter is looking very ordinary. But Lord is doing, it becomes special. We go and steal something, it's not so much. But when Lord with all capacity, all power is going and stealing, that has become great. Because his Lakshmipati is going and stealing. Not that we are beggars or going and stealing. There is a difference. They tell the king fasting and the beggar fasting. Both are fasting. What is the difference? The king has everything, but he is fasting. The beggar doesn't have, he is forced to fast. Like that, Lakshmipati, he has everything, but here he gave up everything and he simply went and stole the butter to increase the pressure. That is why it became so much talked among devotees. It's the fourth quality he rejected. Then he is talking about the yogis. Again she comes, the yogi part. Fifth quality. Cannot be caught by yogis who can travel in the speed of mind. That's a fifth quality. The yogis are always trying to hold the Lord in the mind. That's what the ultimate goal, no? By all external activities, we wanted to have Lord in our mind fully sitting. That's why the yogis are struggling hard to keep the Lord in his mind. And they can travel faster than the speed of mind and catch the Lord. But still they could not catch him. He is such a quality person, but he lost that quality also. How? He was caught hold by Yashoda. He cannot be caught hold of such a yogis who can travel in the speed of light. But he was caught hold of by Yashoda. Also another sixth quality is defining. He can create fear to all. But here that quality also he lost because he himself is fearing. See, that is the difference. He had all the capacities, but he is giving up. That is why they are great. That is why we are talking about it. Not about our common activities. We are always fearful. Our life is fear. But here, he is out of fear. He can create fear to everybody, but he is getting fear. That is the quality which makes acharyas to think about it. Seventh is telling Santarananda, always blissful. But you can see Tamadalila, that Maska is falling down, tears are falling and so much sad. Where that he lost, he rejected that quality also in this Leela. Santarananda. Then is a Mukti Pade. He gives liberation to everybody. But here he was bound. Panda, he was tied by Yashoda. He lost that quality, rejected that quality. Like that, acharyas, they explain very nicely. These eight qualities Lord has rejected in this Leela. That is why it become great. Otherwise, this ordinarily drinking milk or playing or stealing butter or everything, If we go in the line of acharyas and see how much leela and flower falling down, how much leela, milk boiling, how much contemplation they have done, and everything has wonderful pastime according to the vision, according to the purification, according to the level of our mind, we can take it. The main thing is our mind should be such an what level we are having, that much we can enjoy these pastimes. If we cannot do it, let us limit ourselves, like Prabhupada told, only limited. We don't enter. These pastimes we cannot appreciate. We don't enter in a wrong mood, wrong situation, wrong mind setup. It will bring us to Sahaja level or lower level. And unless according to our level we need to enter into this, acharyas are best to explain, still we need to keep ourselves to be purified enough to understand. It is like if you wear a red glass, everything will become red. If you wear yellow glass, everything will become yellow. Similarly, whatever contamination is in me, according to that, whatever I hear, whatever I see, everything will be looking like that. If I wear glass without any color, pure glass, then I'll get everything purely water. Similarly, my mind has so much colors. And these colors, unless it is purified sufficient enough, I may not be able to enjoy all these pastimes. That is the way all these pastimes have to be understood. Initially, it was very difficult for me to accept a lot of pastimes and other things. Then only conviction I had it, I went through all the Prabhupada lectures many places. He quotes three Naishthika Brahmacharis have certified these leelas. First is Narada. He is a Naishthika Brahmachari. He has glorified the Lord in Narada Bhakti Sutra. Prabhupada is somewhere mentioning. If the Lord is of such doing material activity, not of spiritual nature, why Narada, who is such an elevated Naishthika Brahmachari, who is talking, glorifying the Lord? Next he is talking about Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev is also Naishthika Brahmachari. And Bhishma Dev, he tells one place, I am Brahmachari because ladies are not around me. But Krishna is a strong Brahmachari with lakhs of people around, ladies around him also. That is his special nature. That is why, who is certifying? A Naishthika Brahmachari is certifying. Not a contaminated soul is certifying. Such a Naishthika Brahmachari, he is telling, I am Brahmachari because no Matajis are nearby. But Krishna is a Brahmachari surrounded by thousands of people also. Ladies. That is why you know the pastime, not crossing Yamuna. That Durvasamuni tells you tell all Brahma copies, you tell Krishna is Brahmachari and cross. It's a prana, which prana, padma or something. They cross. Yamuna gives the way. Then when come back also something tells, I don't know, I go to the past time later. Then they clarify with Garga Upanishad, I think. Garga Upanishad talk about this past time. This crossing Yamuna and coming back. When they're going, they tell Krishna is Brahmachari. They go to food. No, on coming back, they tell I didn't eat anything. He tells. You tell Yamuna that you didn't eat, Durvasa didn't eat anything, you tell. He tells, then Yamuna gives away. Because he was in a full Atma concept. Body only accepted, not he accepted. And when going, Krishna was Brahmachari. That they clarify, then there's a lot of slogans explaining that things in Karga Upanishad, I think. And so much sastras are glorifying. This second. Third is our Sugar Rishi. He's such a Naishthika Brahmachari, and he was not coming out of his mother's womb, telling that I'll be got covered by this Maya. Then finally Vyasa came and begged, you are so many years sitting in mother's womb, please come out. Then everybody tries to certify, but he didn't accept. Finally, Krishna comes and tells, okay, you come out. You will not get into Maya. He comes out. And just to walk in the forest. Such a nice brahmachari is glorifying all this leela. How can it be material? Our contamination. We are not a level. We are not understanding. This is why I took conviction of these leelas. I went through proper different places explained. I went through all these things. Three brahmacharis, they have accepted these leelas as purely spirituals and they have glorified. They have accepted everything. Why I am unable to accept? Because I am having contamination. Still I am wearing different color glasses. That is why I am seeing all the colors. I have to remove all the dirty colors, then I can see the leela. And Vrindavanam is leela and everything is spiritual. Two types of people are. One is casually read and go. It is like, what is the special? Another is try to semi-spiritual, getting contaminated, and some try to use their ideas in the leela and contaminate away understanding and get lost. This is second. Third is pure devotees who can understand the leelas as it is with the pure glass and they enjoy the leela fully. This is the way we get into these leelas. Otherwise it's very tough. We are on the process. We are still like, we are conditioned souls. We are not liberated souls. Always go in a humble mode, fall down mode. We don't have any qualification. That is why the Acharya's mercy comes in. Vaishnava mercies comes in. We cannot get anything. Unless we go through Prabhupada, all these things, I may not have been convinced of this leela. When he explains quotes, one place Bhishma, one place Sukha, another place he talks about Narada. All these things are Brahmacharya is qualified. Like a person who is qualifying or glorifying depends on the person, the glorification matters. And here the glorification is the best to people. That's why the glorification is very important. God is such a wonderful way, he has given the pastimes, and it is our contaminated condition, nature, we are unable to understand. We try our best, it's a Vrindavan, such a nice place. We cannot understand all the pastimes here. We may not be able to get the feel of it, but we beg the Acharyas, beg the Dham. Here everything is spiritual. Beg everything. And imagine, we don't need not to beg, but we don't offend at least. That is why it's a biggest problem management in Vrindavan. Always is, I didn't want, but it happens. Management in Vrindavan is little misunderstanding causes offenses. Every level. Quickly the misunderstanding comes. It's a Kali Yuga. Because they don't clarify. They don't have patience to discuss. They don't understand the mode. Just quickly everything cuts. Imagine, when we cannot even understand the leelas by begging, if you are doing this, how can you do? That's why again and again we fall down at the feet of Lord and the devotees. And their mercy only we can get it. Unless we cannot be in that level, we should not be here. That's why Prabhupada get charged for 3 days and walk out. If you are not up to standard of this mode. And somewhat I repeatedly ask all senior sannyasis, senior things, it is a very tough job in down management. Management Rajaguna. Rajaguna little causes little misunderstanding, causes offenses. And it will create disturbance. But everybody is trying best. Therefore, at least if we cannot beg and other things, we try our best to do the things. But at the same time, we need to do service. Even the service, the problem comes. Not necessarily only with the that means you cannot keep idle also. We are still have our senses active, our mind is active, body is active. Let it go organically down, then it is okay. It's inactive, then okay. Now it is active. I have to do something. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, I have to do something. We have to do service, but a service in a mode. You imagine it's a big topic, Leela and other things, how we enjoy and keep him in heart and keep all Vaishnava's blessings and empower, then we do, maybe we'll escape, little escape. And this is very, very subtle. Rajavitya, Rajakukhya. Rajakukhya, I never understood. What is the Prabhupada told? Simply chant for 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles, you come back. I called my dhoti and I'll take you to Krishna. He tells so simply, but here it's Rajakukhya. Top secret. What is Kukhya? This is the Kukhya. Without our consciousness, we get lost by our old vasana, old thoughts, old things, somebody's unhappiness, everything will come in our life and disturb us. And we have to be very careful to get the blessings of Vaishnava. When we do service also, see that such that we are not interrupting others' difficulty. You go and beg them, ask them what is the difficulty. That is the way we can easily advance. I have put up some words, mostly proper things. I have already read different things. And I pray all the Vaishnavas to forgive me any offense from my side. Hare Krishna. Anybody wants to add comments, questions, please. Maharaj is going to explain the cope is crossed to Yamuna, that the Durvasa story.
So one time, during the Krishna time, Durvasa Rishi came to visit Braja and he was staying
at other side of the Yamuna.
Paniga, which is their village. That village named also Durvasagam or Paniga. And it was well known, mystic, yogi. By deep praising Radharani about expertise of cooking. So one says he was the guru of Radharani, at least cooking part. So Parivasi, they are going to Sahaja Darshana in our village. So one day, all the gopis decided, of course, we should also go there and take darshan and blessings of Parivasi. They are knowing that Durvasa Rishi picked only Durva grass, a certain type of grass only. He was not picking anything. That's the reason why his name is Durvasa. Durvasa means the person who picks only grass, Durva grass. So they decided, since we are going there, we will go and darshan of Durvasa Rishi, blessings of Durvasa Rishi. Same sign of that, we must do some picnic, nice picnic there. So they cooked there sumptuous fish, sumptuous variety of food. They came on the bank of Jamuna, but unfortunately there were no boat available there, no boatman or boat. So they requested Krishna, do something, we have to cross, go across the Jamuna and take the son of Durvasa some blessings. So Krishna, okay, I understand you are going, how come there is so much food stuff you are having? Well, we will go do some picnic that side. So do something, so we have to cross this river. So this point, Krishna says, it is very easy, go stand on the bank of Jamuna and utter this sentence, I am telling you. Go there and tell that, O Mother Jamuna, if Krishna is nasty brahmachari and he has not seen the face of a woman, even dream, if Krishna has not seen the face of a woman, even in dream, if this statement is true. Mother Jamuna, please leave the way. And they were, Krishna, what you are talking about? All the way you are playing this game. You say that in dream. And Krishna said, no, you have to cross. Go, why you are going, go and rest. And also, if you don't believe, it was impossible in the end. However, Krishna, I stand in the line. Folded arm, both his folded hand. So they have no faith at all. But Krishna was insisting. They wanted to taste the truthfulness of Krishna's statement. Together, they all together. Oh, Mother Yamuna, if Krishna is nasty, provincial, and even he has now seen, up to now, even the face, he has not seen the face of a woman, even in dream, if this statement is true, please give us the way we have to cross both and other. The without very much surprise, soon as the
sentence completed,
lifts out from their lips, immediately they saw the level of Jamuna started to down, and deeper water below knee. And they crossed other side of the river, Darshan, Rishi, everything. They were knowing that Durvasa, Rishi, doesn't eat anything. All food rest of it put in front of him. And requested that Durvasa, Rishi, we have food for please. And then Durvasa, Rishi, okay, my dear girls, my dear daughters, very nice, keep. And Durvasa, Rishi, excited me. Every single ounce of the food stuff was eaten by them. Gopi become disappointed. They have put themselves in intention that we will fish there, sneak there. However, they were very disappointed, everything eaten by them. They become very surprised. They know that people say that Durvasa doesn't eat anything, only Durva grass. They say, I'm putting a false rumor. Everything and however, returning part, again, both wise men there, they requested Durvasa and Rishi, we want to go there, other side. My dear girls, daughters, if we go there, stand in front of Jamuna, be in the line. After this sentence, I have to, if Durvasa and Rishi, beside the Durva grass, up to this I have not anything.
He didn't eat anything.
Then just utter this and then Jamuna will give the way. And line up in the bank of Jamuna together. Oh Mother Jamuna, if Durvasa Rishi up to now even eaten anything beside the Durva grass, then if this statement is true, he was the way. They again tell Prasad Jamuna. They become very much surprised about the activity of Durvasa Rishi in front of their heart. Krishna, playing and we are talking about even the dream, he has now seen the face of the woman. However, they returned to their respective houses and they saw that what they have cooked separately, it was exactly intact there, lying, everything. So Durvasa Rishi, apparently he was eating. But he was not, he was whatever, sitting in their respective house. Lalita had cooked chapati. Chapati was in the house of Lalita. Vishakha cooked silk rice. The silk rice was in the so this first time, the Vishnu Pitama,
thank you.
Very nicely explained by
I quickly briefed because you nicely explained, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. Any question, comments?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nice. Very nice. Akhand Brahmachari today is the chanting of Akhand Brahmachari. So Bishop Vidama is Akhand Brahmachari and Krishna is Akhand Brahmachari. Our next day is Brahmachari and Durvasa is Nirahari.
Nirahari.
Nirahari. Nirahari. Nirahari. He uses Nirahari.
Nirahari.
He has never eaten anything. So how can really we, how can we go back and understand how Krishna is blessed to be Brahmachari? There is another question that Krishna conquered the Kamadeva. He when Kamadeva came at the time of the last dance of Krishna, and he was having his air, five arrows and everything, and Krishna was standing there. Oh, Krishna said, how you came, baby? And he said, Kamadeva, baby, how you came? And he said, I want to really try my arrows on you. Oh, Krishna said, what type of really you want to have war with me, fight? Is it fight in an open fight or a fight from a fold? He said, from a fold means samadhi. Somebody can sit in samadhi and I can disturb. I have tried it on Lord Shiva. And he was disturbed by that. So I want to have an open fight. Oh, Krishna said, all right, then I'll let the Ras dance and you come. And you agitate me. But you have to try now. So when Kamadeva was actually focusing his gaze on the Krishna and seeing the beauty of Krishna, Kamadeva become unconscious right there. Oh, Krishna said, still the war has not started. And you are defeated. How can you ask it? And then Kamadeva left from there. So actually Rasa dances to show the how one can conquer the lusty desires, Kamadeva. But now this Kamadeva went to the heart of the gopis. And gopis were actually excited. They were instigated by Kamadeva. They came for the last dance and then Krishna said, get out. Gopis, you came here to see this, now go back. Oh, this had made a burning in the heart of the gopis, a vrahe agni. And Kamadeva was now completely burnt in the heart of the gopis.
Again,
Then he left from there.
Defeated.
Okay, I will make you my son.
Again defeated.
Yeah, get out from here. So he becomes Prasenna as the son of Krishna and Rukmani. So Krishna is a conqueror of the Kamadeva. Therefore he said, I am not a Leslie Brahmachari. And Durvasa, how can we explain Nirahari? I mean, simply speaking, Bhagavad Gita is the one verse in fifth chapter. Though I am eating, I am not eating. This body is eating, not I am eating. So upon swasan, pulla, pulla,
yes, every action.
Indiana, the senses are doing that. So Gurasa is actually a yogi. You are at a level of jnana. His action are at a level of jnana. It's the soul is doing, not the... Our soul is not doing anything. It's the body and senses are doing. So his level was like that. And Krishna was conqueror of the common day. Cupid. So background, very wonderful. That is the first time which is background added to it, how Krishna is akhanda brahmachari. From first time point of view. Otherwise, if there is a lust in the world, then from where it came from Krishna. If it is not in Krishna, then how it can be in anybody else?
But it's perverted here.
In the world it is perverted as a lust and Krishna is a perverted.
Yes.
That the reason why Krishna got a very celebrated name. We want to get to that pastime. Krishna, in this pastime, took place a very celebrated, glorious name, Krishna God. You know all of you like him.
Madan Mohan. Madana Mohana Mohini. Okay. Anything else? Any questions? Anything? Prabhu here, give it to us.
That might be
on. But it may not be on. Check it.
Hare
Krishna. Tolerate, Tidikshashwa. Tolerate. Trinata Bisunisena, Tarora Bisarisuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kitania, Sadagri. Tolerance. How will you tolerate? அமானி நான் மான தேனா டோன்ட் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் எனி திங் யூ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் அண்ட் யூ டோன்ட் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் எனி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் பட் வி ஆர் டூயிங் அதர் வே வி டோன்ட் கிவ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் பட் வி எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தட் இஸ் வை த ப்ராப்ளம் கம்ஸ் டாலரேட் டாலரேட் தெர் இஸ் நோ அதர் சொல்யூஷன் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா
Part of the class you mentioned that the yogis are trying to constantly control Krishna in the mind
and catch Krishna in the mind.
Yeah, catch Krishna in the mind. And you mentioned this beautiful pastime of how they are trying, how Yashoda Maa is constantly thinking about Krishna with her action mind.
This is told in Gopal Sambhu. Gopal Sambhu is talking about.
So Yashoda Maa is totally, you know, with her action, her words and deeds. She is totally focused on Krishna and she has achieved that perfection. So it was just my thought, I want the clarity from you, that probably Krishna is already sitting in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. And
still why are we not?
There is a similarity, I feel that like the yogis are artificially trying to control, whereas Krishna is already controlled.
Not control, catch.
Catch. So in the devotee's case, when Krishna is already in the heart, do we also endeavor to catch in the mind because our movement is Krishna consciousness? You know, Prabhupada said 24 hours conscious of Krishna, but or should we just go with the program and it will automatically blossom from the heart?
The question is very good, but the thing is we are not up to the level directly catching in the mind. Therefore we have to get our senses, karmendriya, and all the senses involved and try to regulate them. By regulating them, we are trying to put him in Krishna and that action. If we are completely free from body consciousness, then it is possible. But if we have body consciousness, that's why Krishna in the 12th chapter, continuously remember me. If not possible, at least engage in my service. If it is not possible, at least engage in other service. Like post slogans, he continuously tells. By that way you will reach me. Therefore the step is not for everybody directly going to catch him. The yogis, they have given up all activities, they are trying to catch. But we are not such a yogi, we are bhakti yogis. We engage everything. One stage we are in the sadhana bhakti, we are trying to regulate and trying to catch Krishna. But in the Prabhu, as he told, rakatmya or ragat things, you spontaneously do the activities. That also activities are there. But that is full of compassion, full of devotion. In that mode you are doing activities. There are two differences. One is when you are in a sadhana stage, you are trying to control, regulate by the external activities, mind, words, everything, trying to regulate the mind in the Krishna. But in the other stage, whatever the thing is, ragatmika or raganuga, in that spontaneously from down, the flow is from top to down. Mind is fully engaged in Krishna thing and our activities are depends on that. That is the final stage. Therefore we are in the first stage. We are trying. That's the one. We do all the external activities. Even the Krishna is sitting inside, we are not realizing. He is trying to give instruction, but we are not listening. Therefore, by all these activities, we are trying to slowly reflect. Thank you. I think it's a time for it. Thank you very much for all of you. Hare Krishna.